am equally disappointed in the reports that I'm getting from one Calvin Watkins, friend of the show, covers the Cowboys for The Athletic. He is writing daily recaps of Cowboys practice, and the overwhelming thing you take away from it is that the offense is lagging fairly far behind what's going on the defensive side, and he's been particularly hard on Dak Prescott, that he's not making the wow plays, and in a lot of cases, he's not even making the simple plays that the team wants him to be making.
You know, I look at this simply like this, DJ Ringenberg. He's throwing to all new receivers, from McKay to Lance Lenoir, basically, who's finally getting into the mix from last year out the practice squad, to Michael Gallup, to Trayvon Austin. He's throwing to Cole Beasley from different angles, different places on the field. They're a little bit behind, but he's hit his streaks. He's had where he'll hit four in a row, then he'll throw one that don't be so clean. The defense has been rallying. They've been hyped. They've been at a different level. KD Cannon, he's throwing to him. Murdoch. I mean, the list goes on. And every few days, it's like we have Allen Hurns and Murdoch and McKay have a good day. Then the next day, a few of them have disappeared. And we have KD Cannon and Cole Beasley, and they'll go off. And then Lance Lenoir, Michael Gallup. So it's not only inconsistencies at the quarterback position, but it's inconsistencies in the way guys run the routes at the wide receiver position. So everybody's trying to get comfortable. I think it's about the fifth or sixth practice. And so everybody's trying to get comfortable. He has command of the offense. He just don't have command of the guys that are running routes for him. And in traditional, when you have young teams, teams where the core has changed tremendously, this is what you expect. Kevin knows this, but he's writing what he has to write. But when you have a young team that's hyped on defense, that's they're running basic defenses, and then we trying to install on the offense and add a little bit more each day, and you got these young guys trying to find their place and how they run their routes, and at times it looks bad. But as a coach and as a player, you got to know that this is only the beginning, and you may not reach where you need to be into 3, 4, maybe 5 games into the season when everybody knows who they are, where they fit in the program, and what is expected of them. They're still trying to figure out 80% of these guys and where they're going to be at. You know Cole Beasley is going to start. You know that Allen Hurns is going to start. But other than that, you have no locked-in positions, I don't think.
I hear all that, and I know that some of the credit goes to the Cowboys' defense, too. It's understood that they're having a strong camp, but Calvin Watkins, including this in his Athletic story, it kind of made me perk up a little. Prescott has unofficially thrown 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown in the team period. His touch on some throws is way off as he continues to dump passes down to Zeke Elliott and any tight end within 5 to 7 yards near him. Prescott has completed a few deep passes, like a pretty throw he made to Tavon Austin, but there are times you wonder why he doesn't make the simple play. Is that a little bit concerning to you, or does that fall back to just everybody getting used to everybody and we still got a month away from the season?
When we watch the me and a couple of guys are watching red zone blitz. Red zone pass. And when you get inside the red zone, you got to be precise. And let's not forget, now, Dak is not a guy, even though we saw it last year, his nature is to protect the ball. So he's not going to force anything in there. And when guys, and when he try, you can't wait for a guy. You don't get but really 2.5 seconds. You got to release the ball, because three seconds and any longer, you're gonna make something bad is going to happen. So as we watching the film, I'm counting 1,001, 1,002. Nobody's really gotten open. So a lot of times he's throwing the ball after the clock, and it's not working. It's going to take some time. People, anybody that's listening, it's going to take some time. You're not going to just have 7. We got 13 or 14 receivers. Let me count these guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We got 13 receivers. Only Cole Beasley, Lance Lenoir off the practice squad, and Terrence Williams, and Noah Brown is not practicing because of the hamstring. You only got 2 or 3 guys that knows Dak, even though they're playing different positions. A lot of the time, Cole Beasley lining up outside half the time. So you trying to learn all of these guys, what they like to do and how they like to do it, and plus throwing the tight ends in there with the situation being that it is. I'm not surprised right now. I'm not surprised. But I will be surprised in 2 weeks once they say, okay, fun time is over. We've looked at the rookies. We've slotted them. We've looked at the first-year guys. We've slotted them. Now it's time for us to start working with our guys that we got to prepare for the season. That should start happening next week when the reps become less for the younger guys and more for the guys that they're trying to get ready for the season for. So he is writing the right thing, but it's a method behind what, you know, it's a philosophy of what Jason and the offensive coordinator are trying to put in place. See, I heard Coach Scott Linehan yesterday. It was like, you know, hey, he was getting mad because he felt it was too many cameras on the field because he wanted to install some new things so he can work on some new plays and some new things, but he don't want it to be filmed so it can possibly be seen somewhere else. And so it's going to be a minute. I mean, if you expecting for the Cowboys to open this thing up, throwing it all over the place and being a showtime, that ain't happening, man. It's going to take some work. I mean, it takes work.
DJ Ringenberg, Nate Newton here talking about the early struggles of the Cowboys offense at training camp here on game night. The number is 855-787-1033 if you want to hop on. Let's go out to CJ in Dallas. CJ, what's going on tonight?
Okay, that's perfect, Nate and DJ. This is what I was hoping for, so this may be a very short call. Let's just call it what it is. The Cowboys are a below-average to average team. They have 4 players on offense that maybe are average or above. The same with defense. We have coaches that are average to below-average. I understand you guys want it, and it's great for you guys' business, and you got to talk about the Cowboys. But the Cowboys are really almost a rebuilding team. They really are. So let's just call it what it is. This team is anywhere.
Sir, I don't know what DJ has said in the past, but that's basically what it is. But
no, right.
Listen. I mean, where are you trying to go with what you're saying? Finish your statement real quick and then cut him off. I mean, you got 10 seconds. What are you saying? Below average team and that's it?
All I'm saying is let's just call the Cowboys what
they are. Below average. Okay, fine. Now, that still don't erase the fact that they have to go to practice. They have to work. They have to put in the system. We ain't ranking them yet because I've seen where we've thought teams are below average, and all of a sudden they come up with 10 wins. Teams that we thought was going to light the world on fire, a la Atlanta last year, you know, wasn't the team that we thought they were going to be. So the Cowboys, due to the fact that this young man think they're a below average team, let's just wait and see. Only time will tell to prove you right, sir.
And I don't know if they're in a – I don't know that you can really call it a rebuilding team whenever it's essentially playoff or bust for the coach. You know, they don't feel that they're rebuilding. They feel that this team is good enough to compete with the best in the NFC. They truly do believe that. Time will tell. And certainly one injury or two, as we saw last season, can derail things very quickly. But there's more than 4 good players on both sides of the ball for this team. You know, you just run through that offensive line. You've got 3 potential Hall of Famers right there, and you've got a running back who's an all-pro, so that's 4.
See, when you screening calls, you know, first of all, you got to know that a lot of guys like this young man here, he's not a Cowboy fan. I mean, he don't want to really hear if the Cowboys are making progress. This fell right into his world. So it's okay, but I respect everybody's opinion. But when you say that Tyron Smith, our right guard, our center Frederick and Collins and Zeke and Dak, okay, that's 5-6 guys right there that is way above average. Way above average. So when you call and say that right there, now if he'd attacked the wide receiver core, wouldn't have had nothing to say. If he'd probably even attacked a few of the DBs or safeties, wouldn't have had nothing to say, but he just wanted to get something off his chest. I'm glad. That's why we're here. We give guys like that opportunity.
Well, and I mean, he has something of a point, but I really don't. I mean, Nate,
the point is simply this. The wide receiver corps is a bunch of unknowns. Is these guys, can they be something special? Yes. Will they work to be something special? They are trying. Their hardest. I'm watching these guys. They have enthusiasm. They're trying to. Only thing they need is consistency. The ability to work together, to bond, to come as one. When they start getting on the string with their quarterback and vice versa, then you'll see a pretty good team. I mean, that is the question mark. Wide receivers, when you walked in here, you felt good about mostly all of the team until what happened with David Irvin. And that kind of threw a little wrinkle in the defense. But basically, it's all coming down to what these wide receivers are going to do in the new tight ends.
And the rapport that Dak can build with them. As we're watching what's happening in training camp here, and we're trying to determine in big moments, I guess maybe the biggest question for me with Dak is whenever the game is on the line and it's not going to Zeke, he has to throw the ball downfield, what receiver is Dak going to build up enough credibility with and enough rapport with where he's going to feel confident throwing to one guy in the biggest moments this season? Really, once we can figure that out, I will feel a lot better about things on offense. But I think it's really hard to handicap at this point who that receiver is going to be. It doesn't strike me that Michael Gallup is the profile for that guy as a rookie, just because he's going to be inconsistent. Terrence Williams has never really shown the ability to step up whenever he's got the opportunity, but you never know. You know, he's there, so he's going to have a chance. Allen Hurns, I know that he missed another practice here where he's dealing with sore legs, so he's still getting back into the rhythm of just being there every day, let alone being a number one receiver. And then you get the really good reports about Cole Beasley, too. So it's just really, I think Cowboys fans right now are kind of desperate for some kind of good news coming out of training camp regarding Dak and the receivers, more than just, you know, that he worked with them in the offseason and that they're all friends and stuff. I think the fan base wants something tangible that they can look at and look at some success in practice. And so far, maybe to the credit of the defense, it just hasn't been there to people's liking.
You know what's amazing is, I'll continue to say this, and can you name the wide receivers for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
It was Allen Hurns.
Yeah, but see that
Allen Robinson.
See, what I try to tell people is simply this right here. It is a lot of teams that don't have a superstar wide receiver. And these teams manage to score points, to win games. Now, we don't have Jacksonville's defense. I'm not even going there. But I'm saying offensively, you know, it's a bunch of teams that's in bad shape, a way worse shape than what the Dallas Cowboys is. Dallas Cowboys has identified their problem. They've brought in capable receivers to address this problem, and let's see what happened. Let's just see what happened. I mean, you write what you write, but do we understand the basis on how to build something? You have to start somewhere. And when they made the decision to let Dez go and Witten walked away to TV, you know, here we go. This is a situation that you couldn't see a year before. But now this is the situation you're in. Do you back up because, oh, my, wow, we don't have any receivers. Well, we don't know that yet.
And they got a lot of other pieces, too, to make up for that. And the scheme doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a dominant receiver for this offense to move the ball.